Actually, as we talk right now, the situation in Kenya is quite bad. Right now, we are talking about 3.5 million Kenyans who are in a humanitarian crisis, and there is increasing anger and malnutrition, particularly for children and lactating women, who are much more hit by the crisis. In some areas, communities are lacking water, and they don't have access to water. And that is a major constraint. In some places, ActionAid is actually doing water tracking to meet basic needs for the people who are with no water.
Now, I know you've recently toured the areas hit hard by the drought. Can you tell us what areas in particular have been hard hit?
The areas that have been hard hit by the current drought are the whole of Northeastern Province, Eastern Province, and the parts of North Rift. Those are areas that are extremely and adversely hit by the current drought. And of course, the variations in those areas is quite slim. According to the Kenya Food Security Steering Group reports, basically all those areas right now are in a humanitarian crisis. And of course, government reports are usually a very reserved report. When they say it's a humanitarian crisis, please note the situation has extremely deteriorated. In my recent visit, I managed to meet quite a number of households, and I was interacting with them at a close range and at a personal level. And my greatest shock, as I drove across the villages, there was no household that was actually preparing a day meal. You could see there was no smoke coming from the house, meaning that no food was being prepared in all the households. But particularly for the two households that I managed to interact with them at length, the shocking revelation was more or less at the time when I was just about to leave. And they would tell me, I'm going to the nearby shop to see whether I can actually plant some food so that I can be able to afford a meal for my family. That was quite shocking, and in some situation it made me contribute my own money to just meet their immediate needs. In other places, water is really a big issue. Given the priority between food and water, the communities are actually prioritizing water, and this is happening in so many places.
Have you seen any evidence of people selling their seed or livestock to get money simply to buy food?
Actually, we are not right now talking about seeds. Given a choice between preserving seeds and eating to survive, then you would rather eat and maybe let the future take care of itself. So right now, most of the communities in the arid areas that I've described have no single grain that they can actually call seeds. And then going to the issue of livestock, one woman that I managed to meet in a marketplace was actually selling andangi. Dogs are usually used as pack animals. He had depleted all the goats and the sheep, and now he was selling a donkey. And with the donkey, which was actually fetching half of the price, because a similar animal should have gone at around 6,000, was actually going at 3,000 in the market. And he was selling it so that he can pay fees, part of it to pay fees, and part of it to meet the basic needs. And it was quite clear that he has less options to fall back onto. The community was quite clear in terms of measures that can be put in place to enable them survive, and it was either provision of humanitarian assistance or creating some mechanisms that create local work for which they can actually be paid, because the local economies are not only collapsing, but food shortage is worsening the situation further.
Now, ActionAid has asked for about $2.5 million to try to support its operations in East Africa. How would that money be used?
In a situation where communities are dying, where communities are lacking water, because we know right now of men who have actually gone mad, and we know children have now begun dropping out of school. So meeting the humanitarian imperative, which is actually providing food, becomes quite important. But much more so important, trying to ensure that we rehabilitate the water structures where these communities rely on to draw water, including the earth pans, including the rehabilitation of the boreholes. But again, much more important for the farming communities, we'll be supporting them with some seeds with which they can use to grow their food in the next season, because come next rain season, they will have nothing to plant. Meeting the basic needs, that will be our priority.